Lancaster and Pollux are in a bit of a tizzy today. They who must not be named have caught wind of some of the twins' tricks. What do you mean, who is they who must not be named? IRS? See? It's bad luck to say it around Mischief Inc. Castor and Pollux are wonder accountants, but I'm afraid their cheese may be melted this time. What around the water cooler is that, they who must not be named is sending their top man. Well, not a man, top dragon. I mean, they who must not be named is run by dragons, but how often do they actually send one? It's unheard of! Our bosses had better have a plan or... Speak of the devils! Gotta scurry. Cross your fingers this all blows over.
Hello, employees!
Yes, hello!
We've heard that some of you are worried about what's going to happen today. But we are here to tell you there is nothing to worry about at all.
Indeed, not a thing, as we have a sound strategy to deal with such things.
Quite. So you can all stop worrying.
We don't need to fear they who will not be named, because...
I am going to become a wizard.
What? Castor, did you say you're going to become a wizard?
Is that not the plan?
No, that is not the plan! You're supposed to be the sensible one between us.
Not when it comes to dragons. You have to fight magic with magic.
This is why you do the accounting and I do the science. Magic is unwieldy. This is not like one of your little mousetraps and magicians games.
They are not little. They take up a whole table. Besides, do you think the spontaneous transformation we can induce is purely science?
Well, no, but that's only a little magic. A little magic is fine. But when you've gone full Gandalf the Gouda, you've gone too far!
That is not the direction I was going. I was thinking more Edom files. You know, with the duster and staff.
You still read those things?
Hey, they're good books. Besides, you play Mousetraps and Magicians too. Don't tell me you don't want to use everyone's favorite spell.
Magic missile?
What? No! Fireball!
If you want to immolate half the party, maybe.
Well, that's only if you cast it irresponsibly, like certain Rodentia I knew. I've half a mind.
I'm going to put a stop to this. Sir? Madam?
What?
The plan?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Rock? Paper, scissors, shoot!
Science wins again!
Fine. Apologies for that sidebar. Our boring plan is going to require a volunteer. Eeny, meeny, miny, mew.
Oh dear. Looks like that's you. Well, good luck, old chap.
Up you come! I can't wait to try this out, yes! Now, don't dally.
Just don't say my plan is better.
Now, welcome to the laboratory!
Yes, welcome to the reason our insurance is so high.
Don't be a spoil sport.
Fine, fine.
You can even show them your weird cap thing.
It's not a cap! It's a wizarding hat.
Sure, yes, that works.
It does work. It uses the ley line energy that runs under the town, channeled through microchip in the brim, to project psycho versus similic approximations of thaumaturgical phenomena.
You could just say it kabobbles the magical doohickeys.
Oh, this is why I don't let you name things. But yes, it makes approximations of known magical possibilities, and could be very useful for dealing with dragons.
But I won at rock, paper, scissors, so we're going with my plan. Oh, come on. You love transforming people.
Well, I suppose.
And with these things I made, we can transmogrify people into much more than mice. It augments our natural, if scientifically augmented, powers. Plus, I made them shape like cool magic rings!
Magic rings?
Yep. I even put on silly glyphs that don't mean anything.
Oh, I love silly glyphs that don't mean anything.
So, come on! Let's get changing!
Well, okay.
Grand! Now, my good employee, we're going to turn you into something that'll distract our draconic friend.
Yes, quite. Don't worry, it'll be quite pleasant.
Oh, very pleasant indeed. Now to start. We're going to need to get up close and personal.
This whole business is touch-based.
Quite so. Now, why don't we start with some scales, hmm? A nice set along your tummy.
Yes, that's a good place to start. Just focus on our hands rubbing over your front, just so.
A nice, soft underbelly.
Always good on a reptile.
Belly shoots.
We'll have to make said belly a bit larger, of course.
Oh, it's cute! Who doesn't like a bit of softness?
Sorry about your shirt buttons.
It's not like you'll be needing a shirt anyway. Speaking of clothes, I'll have to fill out those hips.
Oh, yes. That's a recent trend in kobolds, I've noticed. Very plump downstairs.
Oh, right. We're turning you into a kobold, by the way.
Don't worry about it. Instead, focus on your thighs. There's going to be a lot more of both of them to consider.
Your rump, too. Not more of that. Cheeks swelling up under a nice, shiny coating of scales.
Oh, red scales. That's a nice shade. Is that your doing, Paul?
It's a very good color.
Quite. Oh, tail's coming in, too. Nice and thick. Speaking of tails, don't mind ours while they wrap around your ankles.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get those feet right. A nice set of claws is in order.
Oh, look at that. A tail's thrashing.
Well, growing a tail's the fun part. Also, is someone having fun with this?
Maybe.
I knew it.
Let's just focus on the transformation. The pants are about to give.
All right. A nice big rip.
Very nice. Now, we just have to get that face in order.
Right, right. A draconic muzzle.
Just take a deep breath.
And
Let it out. Should they be able to do that?
Well, this may be science, but it's not an exact science. Anyway, settling in, let all the changes finish up.
There you go. A cute little kobold.
Perfect. You're adorable.
You might have gone overboard on the rump.
No such thing.
Fair enough, fair enough. Oh, not a moment too soon. It seems our draconic guest has arrived. So, shall we go out to meet the... Paul!
Good luck! You're the one who does the numbers!
Fine. Let's go, kobolds. Oh, should have warned you. Those claws are hard to walk on.
Castor...
Ah, yes, Grisdola the Deathless. I was hoping they'd send you. You have such a pleasant manner.
Indeed. In any case, I've come to talk about some discrepancies in your tax filings.
Yes, about that. Before we do that, would you like to meet our newest employee? That's you.
A kobold.
Indeed, indeed. A grade A kobold.
These are exceptionally rare these days.
Quite so. Slim in numbers, kobolds. The jewel of any horde, so I hear.
Quite. Quite a delightful specimen. Good bone structure. Let me see. Tilt your chin up for me just a bit.
Yes, and, you know, they're part of the work-study program, which means we could offer them into your employ for an indeterminate amount of time as an intern, which means they'd have to do anything you'd like. Shine your claws, count your gold, make sure your fangs are suitably terrifying.
My. The other dragons would be quite envious of such a prize.
Yes, very, very envious. Of course, there's a lot of competition for such a thing. So you'd have to take them now and leave for the training period of, 50 years or so. Don't worry, it'll be fine.
Well, I think we would be interested in doing this. Yes.
Oh, wonderful! I'm so glad you've made the right choice. I'll just gather the things and we'll...
However... Regrettably, I've also been informed that a punishment must be levied on your company, so as the head operator, as per what you filed in Form 64B, I will have to eat you. I'm sure you understand. This is merely just procedure.
Excuse me?
Can't avoid it, I'm afraid. You know how dragons are. If it makes you feel any better, I won't chew.
Wait a minute! Surely we could talk about this. I can make, give you more kobolds.
Yes, but you had signed in Form 34-7 that your next of kin would handle all operations after such punishment would be dispensed, which I believe was your brother. So I'll talk to him after that.
That's sister! Thank you. And there'll be no need if you just give me a moment.
A moment? I wonder how much that would add to my hours. No, I don't think so.
Wait, please!
Magic missile!
Pollux?
I told you that was a good spell.
Paul, I could hug you! Wait! None of that would have happened if we'd just done that in the first place. Plus, Fireball is still better.
Oh, yeah, if you and our kobold friend here wanted to be bacon bits! Besides, I didn't kill him. He's going to wake up, and he's going to be cross.
You had the forms presented at the main office for 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't tell you about the second part of my plan. Hand me the wizard's hat, if you will.
All right. What's the second part of the plan?
Well, there's another spell in the player's handbook I think will be quite... handy.
And that is?
Modify memory.
That's good.
Castor? Pollux?
Yes?
Did you just attack a dragon?
Oh, I suppose we did.
And, your co-worker's a kobold for the foreseeable. But, that's fine.
Yes, fine. We've got it all handled.
But take the rest of the day off.
And
don't worry about it.